Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the new episode here in our podcast. And I think this is the second episode. Well, again, Vonny here. You can spell my name Vonny. And for today's topic, this will be very exciting, guys, because I can really relate it to myself. Well, have you ever experienced staring at a mirror? Maybe past 3 a.m. in the morning, and then ask this kind of question: am I worth it to be loved? Do I deserve this kind of love? Or maybe you ask this question to yourself: am I worth it? Well, literally, I experienced this one. So many times already, and I don't know why I already ask myself about this. And maybe sometimes we tend to realize that sometimes we deprive ourselves from giving love. Okay, have you ever experienced that? Maybe some of you experience already, but it happens more oftenly if we are staring back in our past. Like, we are considering things in our past that it resulted of deprivation of giving love to ourselves in the present time. Well, okay. Anyways, for many people, the concept of self-love might conjure images for tree-hugging hippies or cheesy self-help books, but as many psychology studies attest, self-love and compassion are key for mental health and well-being, keeping depression and anxiety at bay. So most of the time, I can really say that the reason why people experience depression and anxiety is because we deprive ourselves of giving enough love that we need. Because, you know, guys, giving love to ourselves is a necessity. It is necessary to enable for us to give love to other people. Now, we will take a look at some of the things that we can do to nurture these core feelings. So we ask this question: why is love important? You might ask this. We might ask this sometimes. Well, more oftenly for me. Well, for many of us, self-love might sound luxury rather than a necessity, or a new age fad for those with too much time on their hands. Ironically, however, self-care and compassion might actually be needed most by us who work too hard and who are constantly striving to surpass ourselves and grasp the shape-shifting phantasm of perfection. Most of the time, when we are being too hard on ourselves, we do it because we are driven by a desire to excel and do everything right all the time. And this entails a lot of self-criticism and that persecutory inner voice that constantly tells us how we could have done things better. And it is a hallmark of perfectionism. Like, come on. Loving yourself, I think, ito ang key for us to be happy. It is a key of a happy life. Because when you try to love yourself, all that you are, unconditionally, life reflects that back to you. Like, diba, come to think of it, guys. Magtatagalog na ako. Like, come to think of it, guys. When we produce ito, this kind of love, where it is positive to ourselves, it will change the point of view it will changes the point of view in our world and to other people. Because ito, when you try to learn to love yourself fully, you create a happy, loving environment to flourish in. When we lose sight of what is most important, loving self, we lose sight of our goals and dreams and being happy and healthy. Ultimately, to live a fulfilling life, first and foremost, requires that you love all that you are and trust that life loves you in return. So there is a reciprocation. Merong reciprocation, diba? Well, ako, I already experienced some pains in my past. Like, honestly, I experienced a traumatic experience from love. And umabot sa point, guys, na I deprive myself from receiving love to other people and giving love to myself. I deprive myself from giving love to myself. Like, gets nyo yon? It is because of we tend to realize na dahil sa nangyari before, hindi we think of it na hindi natin deserve na i-treat ang ating self. Hindi natin deserve to receive this kind of love from other people. So, it will result from what happened to our past, the reason why we cannot love ourselves. So, we must take a look back in our past. Because, you know, love is the core of who you innately are. And ito, it is very important na mag-practice tayo to love ourselves day to day. Because it will bring you true and everlasting happiness, inner peace, and also it will improve your health and wellness. Well, you need to let go from the past. Because, you know, guys, as we hear this quote, past is a representation and a symbolism of chains. So if we always cling on the past, there are these chains in our neck that will limit our move and decision making in the future as we move forward. So allow yourself to unchain, to release from what happened in the past and try to move on. And you will undergo a deep, deep healing process from that. Okay? As you come to love yourself more fully, do so with gratitude also. Love your faults, love your insecurities, look for the best in your body. As you move forward in reaching your goals, support yourself by honoring your body. Make goals to eat healthier and exercise regularly. Your body is fragile. Treat it as such. And in doing so, your love will expand. You will become more passionate about life. You will be able to think better and you will be happier and healthier. Because when you truly love yourself, life becomes wonderful, colorful, and bursting with great abundance and love. Loving yourself will enable you to be more inspired to reach for new heights, to become all that you esteem to be. If you make loving yourself your highest priority, I promise you that you will be having a happier and fulfilling life. So by loving yourself is something every person that they need. It is a necessity, well, at some point in their lives. Well, I believe that loving yourself is one of the most joyous things that will happen to me. If you are happy with who you are, then it's easier to love and be loved by someone else. It helps ease the mind and there are no stresses on your shoulders worrying about what others think of you. You must love yourself before you can love another. By accepting yourself and fully being aware on what you are, who you are, your simple presence can make other people happy. When I'm feeling good about myself, my day goes by so much better. Like, it happens to me all the time. And to enable this also, you need to be a humble person and love to have a good time. Like, for example, when you get a new outfit, you feel confident and you want to go out and socialize with others. It could be something as simple as clothes or even getting your hair done, but it doesn't have to be something to do with accessorizing or getting new clothes or expensive things. It can come from within, maybe a hobby you like to do, like writing, reading, anything that makes you happy, anything that will cultivate your talents, your skills, and your thinking, decision making, your ambition to respect yourself. Love is not breathlessness. It is not excitement. It is not promises of eternal passion. That is just being in love, which any of us can convince ourselves we are. Above all, be true to yourself. And above all, put your heart in it. And as we sum up everything, asking this question again, am I worth to receive love from me or from other people? The answer is yes, sweetheart. You deserve everything. You deserve love. You deserve care. You deserve to give, to have this worth more than a diamond. And you deserve to be appreciated also. So don't ever think of it that you need to deprive yourself from receiving those things because of the reason that you are chained from what happens in the past. Try to move on, improve something better, meet new people, love yourself, love others, and don't forget God. Thank you for listening. God bless your heart. Thank you.